Are you close to giving up today? Be honest. You're done. You've had it. You're ready to throw in the towel. Maybe you're feeling like you just can't win. You try and try and try only to keep coming up short. I don't know what weighs heavy on your heart, but right now, at this moment, I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Wherever you are, whatever you feel like you're losing at, take a step back and regroup. Look at it from a different angle. Take a deep breath. Talk to a trusted friend that's walked a similar road. Get on your knees and talk to God about how you feel, what's not happening, what you're not seeing, what you feel like in the middle of it all. God already knows your need before you even ask, but what He wants is for your heart to humbly seek Him in prayer and go to His word for wisdom and truth to apply to your circumstance. I get it. We've had some crazy days, and life is a lot right now. There are days I just want to pull the covers up over my head and not even get out of bed. But then I remember 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that says to give thanks in all things. So, even in the trying, when we aren't seeing the results we had hoped to see, we can give thanks in the process of falling and getting back up again. When I was young, my dad was teaching me how to drive. We were on some back roads coming back home from a trip. I was driving. He had, at the time, what you would call a vintage car. I believe it was like an early 70s Dodge Dart. I remember taking my eyes off the road and looking down. I wanted to change the radio or adjust the air conditioning. When I looked back up, a mailbox was crashing through the windshield. Yep. While I was looking down, I had unintentionally veered to the right just in time to hit a mailbox. I felt like a failure. I felt like a loser. I was ashamed. I thought, what a stupid mistake. I was afraid my dad would be so mad at me. But you know what? He wasn't. We stopped, assessed the damage, made it to a repair shop, got it fixed, and then you know what he did? He made me get back behind the steering wheel to drive. It was the last thing I wanted to do. I didn't feel worthy. I messed up big time. But if you know my dad, when he sets his mind to something, he's not changing it. I reluctantly got back behind the steering wheel to drive. I was nervous, but after a few miles, I began to relax. My confidence that had been shattered by a mailbox was being renewed and strengthened. The Bible has so many encouraging truths I could share with you about not growing weary, being encouraged, and running the race set before you. But I kept coming back to something Jesus said to Simon, who would later be called Peter, the disciple who denied Jesus three times. Luke 22:32. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Jesus prayed for Simon. He knew he would fail, but he prayed that his faith would not. Then he speaks life over him in this moment, not saying if you turn back, but when you turn back. Don't beat yourself up over it and never get back behind the wheel. No, when you get back up and turn back, use what you learned to strengthen those around you. If you feel like giving up, remember Jesus prays for you. You may have failed, but don't let your faith get lost in those mistakes or windshield shattering moments. Get up. Try again. Turn back around to the truth. You are loved and created for a purpose, and God is using every single moment of your journey, the wins and the losses, for your good. That's the truth. Don't give up. Find your strength in the Lord, and as you do, you'll encourage someone else along the way. I'm Lori Klein.